And now the incumbent town supervisor for kids.
Thank you, and thank you to the Town and Country Women's Network for giving us this opportunity to meet with you and to talk with you. And I think, Patrick, some of what you said explains our voting record, because Patrick and I really have a very consistent voting record. Politics is not something that really is at the root of when we're governing. Politics is good at this time of year, but then we sit down and we govern. Maybe Patrick, talking about his family history, my dad was a mayor for 32 years, and he was supervisor in a large suburban town. I know what it is to, I was on the town board of a large suburban town, and now I'm in Coxsackie. I've been on the town board for 4 years. I've been supervisor for 2 years. And I got to tell you, a small town like Coxsackie is far and away harder to be on the town board of than some big suburban town where you have your attorneys and offices. And we do things, it's a do-it-yourself operation. And the operation is housekeeping for the people for whom we work, the taxpayers. And we take care of their business. We want to give them the biggest bang for their buck. I happen to be very blessed because I'm retired. And as a retired person, I can spend a lot of time at the job. One of the first things I did was to have an office. Took a little storeroom that we had in the back of Town Hall, not much wider than that table and about 1.5 times as deep. And I put in a very small desk, and that's where I have my office. And people come there, and they can meet with me, and I got to go in every day. Today, we're working on the storm preparations, and there was a conference call with the Department of Emergency Services. Well, it was not the hour-long call it was expected to be, because we really don't know what the storm is going to be like at this point. So they said, okay, we'll do this again tomorrow. Maybe we'll know more tomorrow. Thank God the storm seems to be going out to sea a little bit. Another one of the reasons that it's very handy for me to be retired is because I'm tight with the people's money. Tight is, well, we use the expression, the clam's other end. I am able to meet with lawyers when I have to meet with our attorneys. I go to Albany. I'm not paying them to come down and charge their hourly billable hours driving the car. I'll go up there. I met with our engineers a couple of weeks ago. I drove up there. I'm not paying them to come down to us. So I am blessed. And I'm also blessed, as one of our candidates said earlier, to have a great wife. Those of us who serve need good spouses. She doesn't know when I'm coming home for dinner. Her mother used to put her father's dinner plate on a pot of boiling water and cover it over with a dish towel and keep it moist and hot, hopefully. Kathy's better. She actually waits to eat herself with me. And again, Patrick was talking about I love the way they sucked you in with a meeting a month. We have 2 meetings a month. I institute we have a workshop meeting, so we do that once a month. So we can all sit around the table and talk and plan together. And of course, they're open to the public, but we don't take anything from the public usually. We've broken the rules a couple of times, Pat, right? And let people talk. There's one. Oh, okay. So it's just, I've got to tell you, this is the most rewarding, most fulfilling job I have ever had in my life. I just can't tell you enough how much I love being the supervisor and serving the people of my adopted town. I came here first 25 years ago, met Wanda, who's our candidate for town justice. She's unopposed, so she'll be our first woman justice in the history of Coxsackie. And I decided then and there, that's where I'm retiring to. And so I want to thank the people of Coxsackie for giving me the 4 years that they've given me, 2 years as supervisor. And, well, it might have been an omen that Pat was introduced as supervisor, but at any rate, John, it's been really great talking to you. Thank you.